Hi, guys. Happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of the Blondest Podcast. I am your host, Savannah Boda. I'm a licensed esthetician, social media guru, self-proclaimed, and a mom-to-be. So exciting. So today I really want to hop in and talk to you guys about retinol, retinoids, retinoic acid, all the things, because I feel like there's just so much confusion. And I know I have a lot of clients that listen to this podcast, people that follow me on Instagram, and then of course my wonderful estheticians out there that just want to learn something new. Maybe you're a beginner, new in the industry, an esthetician school, or maybe you do waxing or something else and you don't really know too much about retinol and retinoids and all that fun stuff. So yeah, I'm here to break it down for you, your girl, Savvy Sav, and we're going to get into it today. So retinol, what is it? Everyone sees it. You see it on that freaking Olay commercial where they're like, Olay, the best retinol cream on the market for only $5.99. And you're like, oh my God, no way. I mean, I've been fooled by it before too. I hate that commercial. It upsets me. I'm like, you lying. Like, how do they just lie? Like, that should be illegal. There's so many things that are illegal, but like, why can people lie in commercials and it not be illegal? I don't know. I need to talk to Joe Biden about it. But anyways, so retinol. Retinol is a vitamin A. So there are so many different things that you'll hear: retinol esters, retinaldehyde, retinol, tretinoin, retin-A. So let's break it down for you. So retinoid is an umbrella term. So all of those things follow under retinoids, right? So you have all different concentrations. So let's start with like the lowest strength, okay? So we have retinol esters. So retinol esters, it takes 3 conversions into the skin to become retinoic acid. So each time it's converting in the skin, what's happening is that it's losing its efficacy. So it's not as potent. So your regular retinoic acid would be like Alpharet Overnight Cream from Skin Better, Retin-A, Tretinoin, all of those fun things. So when you have retinol esters in a product, you probably see them at Sephora. You probably see them at Ulta. If you just look at the like back of your skincare products when you get home today, if you're in the car driving, don't do it now, obviously. But you'll probably see retinol esters. And you're like, why is a retinol ester? So it's just a low form of retinoids. And with that, you know, it can be more gentle on the skin. And you guys, it all comes down to formulation, not just the ingredient. Like with Alpharet, it has the highest concentration of a retinoid, which is retinoic acid, which is what is in tretinoin and Retin-A, but it doesn't cause all that issues with the skin because it has those amazing ceramides, and the way that it's formulated, it's just has a nice lipid friendly coating. So it's not going to make you dry, itchy, red, and have all of those negative, you know, connotations that come with using a retinoid product. Okay. So your retinol esters, they're in a lot of things. You'll see it. Sometimes you don't even see a product labeled as like a retinol product. Like it might be just like a night cream or, you know, a face mask or whatever it is. And it has retinol esters in it. So there's nothing wrong with them. They're just not super potent. You usually will see retinol esters in a lot of drugstore products that claim to be like a retinol cream and all of that, which they are, but it's just a very low version. And like I said, it takes 3 conversions. So you're losing a lot of efficacy and a lot of that power and punch that you get and want from a retinol cream when you have to go through that many conversions. Like waters it down, you know? It's like leaving a glass of lemonade outside for 3 hours with a lot of ice in it. Like it's just watered down. So the next one is your OG retinol, you guys. This one takes 2 conversions in the skin. So it needs to be converted into retinoic acid by your skin at a cellular level to have the same effect. So just like retinol esters, it's not as effective. This one is 2 conversions. So it's a little bit more potent versus the retinol ester. Then you have retinaldehyde. Some people call it retinol with an A. So you might get confused. You're like, one of them says retinol, one of them says retinol. Like, what's the difference? So retinol is less strong than retinaldehyde. So retinaldehyde's a little bit more intense, and that only takes 1 conversion in the skin. So retinaldehyde is good. You'll see that in a lot of professional skincare lines as well. I believe Glymed Plus, their retinol is a retinaldehyde. and osmosis, their retinols or retinaldehyde. So a lot of people use retinaldehydes. It's very popular. It's easy to obtain. And it's a little bit more than regular old retinol. And then, of course, we have retinoic acid, which is what's in Alpharet. That's tretinoin. That's your retin A. That is like the shit. Like, it's already in its purest form. And yeah, it's the strongest, best thing out there. So I love Alpharet because it is a retinoic acid, just like tretinoin, just like retin A, but it doesn't cause, like I said before, the redness, the dryness, the flakiness, like all of the things that people hate about having to use a prescription retinoid. So if you guys want to get her, just go to Skin Better. Well, go to my Instagram and there's a little link in my bio that says Shop Skin Better. And I mean, you should know by now, if you guys follow me, like, it's like all over my page. I love it so much. So, retinols are like seriously the best thing you can do for your skin. So what do they do? What are they? So retinols, which is retinoic acid, which is a retinoid. It's very confusing. It's like, have you seen Scooby-Doo where like the bad guy has a mask on and he's just like, you're fooled all the time? Yeah. People don't know what they're talking about. They call everything a retinol. Not everything is a retinol. The umbrella term is a retinoid. Okay. So let's break it down for you one more time. We have our retinol esters, the weakest bitch in the gland. Then we have our retinol. She's a little bit stronger. Then we have retinaldehyde. She's a little bit stronger. And then we have the head bitch in charge, which is retinoic acid. And that's like the cream of the crop. So all of these are derivatives of vitamin A. So what this is going to do is help with cellular turnover, help slough off dead skin cells, help with anti-aging. I mean, gosh, pigment, you guys, it does everything. Acne, pigment, wrinkles. Like, if you're not using a retinoid, what are you doing with your life? It's actually like the best thing in skincare other than sunscreen. I can't live without it. You're not supposed to. Well, they say a lot of things you shouldn't do while you're pregnant. And I feel like a lot of it is because people just don't want to get sued. At the end of the day, no one wants to get sued. Like, you know, like when you're at Six Flags, they're like, don't ride this ride. Like, you might not have a baby at the end of it, you know, like, don't do it. So with retinoids and with skincare products, I mean, I have so many dermatologist friends, people I look up in the industry, doctors that have used retinoids during their pregnancy and their babies are fine. It all comes down to personal preference. No brand is going to be like, yeah, go for it, because people are so freaking sue happy nowadays that it's just no one wants to be liable. Like, I'm not going to tell you to go like do three backflips and then you come back and sue me and be like, I lost my child because I did three backflips. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just such a touchy subject with pregnancy and fertility. And like, nobody wants to like fuck with a pregnant person, you know? Like, that's really, at the end of the day, no one wants to fuck with a pregnant person. Like, you can't eat deli meat. There's a lot of things that, you know, they just say, hey, we don't know that this is going to cause an issue, but we don't know that it's not going to cause an issue. So we're just going to say no, because we don't want to put research into it. It's just not worth it. And, you know, women be crazy. Our hormones are raging. Like, especially when it comes to your kid, like, people turn into mama bear. Like, if you were a bitch before you're pregnant, like, you're like an extra bitch now that you have a kid, because now you have to protect that kid and you're just like, you know, a maternal mother, right? So do I use retinol during my pregnancy? Hell yes, motherfuckers, I do. And why? Because I know it's not going to cause any issues, but when it comes to my clients, when it comes to other people asking me, it's personal preference. There are no studies saying that it causes any birth defects or anything's going to go wrong with your baby. I mean, God, I wish it got into the bloodstream, but it just doesn't. So, I mean, no one says don't do it, but they say ask your doctor. And, you know, ask your doctor is kind of that loophole of like, you know, make your own choices, make your own decisions. So if you want to use it during your pregnancy and during breastfeeding, you can. It's not going to cause any issues. But again, talk to your doctor. A lot of doctors are going to say, you know, it's not a big deal. But then you might have a doctor that's like, don't do it. Like, do everything by the book, whatever. I ate deli meat during my pregnancy. I've used retinoids during my entire pregnancy, and I'm fine. And a lot of times they say not to use retinoids because your skin's a little bit more sensitive when you're pregnant. And that's something I've noticed. Like, things that I used to be able to tolerate skincare wise, I cannot tolerate as good right now. Like when I'm using my peel pads, things like that, like my skin's just more sensitive. I'm more itchy. I mean, your skin stretching, like everything, like you're just more sensitive to the sun. You're more prone to getting a sunburn. Like your skin, like your body just basically goes down the drain when you get pregnant, you guys. So, a lot of it too is not that it's not safe, but that your body is definitely more sensitive. Like I can't use my natural deodorant anymore. I used it for God like 2 years and all of a sudden I started getting like this like heat rash and it's like red and raw in my armpit. And so now I had to go back to my Old Spice and I love Old Spice. I'm not upset about it. So yeah, a lot of things happen to your body when you're pregnant. It's just crazy. It really is. So yeah. If you guys are interested in learning more, I have a lot of charts and informational things about retinoids on my Instagram. And again, if you have not used a retinoid before and you're looking for one that I love, Alpharet's the best. You're going to get the best results because it has the highest form of retinoid, which is retinoic acid, but it's not going to cause all of those contraindications. So I hope you guys loved this episode on retinoids and I will see you next Monday.